greatest snowboarder in U.S. history, retired a few months ago. Kelly Clark, a gold medal winner in her first Olympics at Salt Lake City, would add two more Olympic bronze medals to her resume, five X Games titles, and an additional 9 times to the podium at the U.S. Open. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with a generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always go to our website, wwib.com, for more information, or if you feel inclined, you can give right there quickly, safely, and securely to keep the show on the air. Soon-to-be 36-year-old Kelly Clark, the 5-time Olympian, is on the other end of our phone connection today. So, Kelly, after 20 years of doing this competitively, you're now retired. How's the transition been to so-called civilian life for you?
I was a professional snowboarder for 20 years, and so it's definitely been a transition for me. And I didn't really know what to expect. But honestly, I feel very content with my decision. I don't think a lot of athletes get to make that choice when they decide to hang it up. I think a lot of people get too old or get injured. There's a lot of different scenarios that happen. And I think I was just really grateful that I could make the choice myself. And it's left the transition much easier, I think. I've still gotten to be on my snowboard a lot. I'm still staying busy with Burton Snowboards. And I'm kind of just taking it one day at a time. And I think I was busy for a long time as well. And so I'm being cautious not to fill myself up with busyness just because I may be uncomfortable in a new season of transition.
Yeah. Your schedule was very structured as a world-class competitor. How have you adapted to these kind of open holes in your daily planner that you didn't have for years?
It's been a challenge. I'd be lying if I said it was easy and everything was good. I think even the right decisions come with challenges. Just because you have challenges doesn't mean you made the wrong choice. And so I'm kind of embracing that uncomfortableness. And it's the simple things, honestly. It's not some huge life-changing thing, but it's the simple things like getting out and taking my dog for a walk every day. I'm just trying to embrace the things that I can manage and not get ahead of myself and not get uncomfortable and force myself into a situation where, because I'm insecure, I'm going to fill it with, like I mentioned, busyness or a different job title, or I'm not going to throw myself into something just for the sake of throwing myself into something. And it takes a lot of personal grace. It takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of confidence in the process, I guess, as an athlete. That's something that I can appreciate and I do know is that most good things come with a little bit of work.
Sure. So did you lay down some markers as far as your ability to compete at the highest level that would sort of tell you it was time to retire, or was this more of a feel thing for you?
I always wanted snowboarding to be better because I was a part of it, and I really wanted to hit my potential as an athlete, and I think I think in four-year cycles, you know, I revisit this every 4 years as the Olympics come around, and last year was my 5th Winter Olympic team that I made, and I really felt like as an athlete in a sport that progresses and that changes and you have to kind of learn new things and develop with it, I feel like I had hit my own personal ceiling. And I looked around, and I feel like I had contributed to the world around me as much as I possibly could. And if I wasn't going to be contributing and I wasn't going to be progressing, those were my two big indicators that perhaps it was time to step back. And I really feel like I left everything on the table, and I'm grateful to have done that, to put it all out there. And there was goals that I dreamt of and that I missed, but I really realized that physically, progression-wise, what I was capable of as an athlete, my own personal ceiling was my indicator. It wasn't so much about what I accomplished or what I didn't accomplish. I think a long time ago, I stopped measuring my value and my success by performance. You know, it's always been about personal growth and faithfulness for me. If I can say, wow, I was really faithful with what was in front of me. And in the midst of winning, losing, whatever it may be, if I grew as a person, that was kind of a win for me. So I had kind of checked all those boxes and realized that it was time for another chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'll talk about another chapter, the next chapter for you. And the last chapter next time, that was Pyeongchang, your final Olympics there in Korea. So we'll pick up the conversation there, Kelly, with you. 200 events, 137 podiums, 78 wins in her incredible, legendary career. Five-time Olympic snowboarder Kelly Clark on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here, and we'll get back with you very soon, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Greg. I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, you too.